Day 7. Deuteronomy 7, Deuteronomy 7 1-26. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, and when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them nor show mercy to them, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods, so the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. But thus you shall deal with them: you shall destroy their altars, and break down their sacred pillars, and cut down their wooden images, and burn their carved images with fire. Or you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt. Therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. And he repays those who hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him, he will repay him to his face. Therefore you shall keep the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which I command you today to observe them. Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock, in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Also you shall destroy all the peoples whom the Lord your God delivers over to you. Your eye shall have no pity on them, nor shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. If you should say in your heart, "These nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them?" you shall not be afraid of them. But you shall remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw, the signs and the wonders, the mighty hand and the outstretched arm, by which the Lord your God brought you out. So shall the Lord your God do to all the peoples of whom you are afraid. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them, until those who are left, who hide themselves from you, are destroyed. You shall not be terrified of them, for the Lord your God, the great and awesome God, is among you. And the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. You will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you, and will inflict defeat upon them until they are destroyed. And he will deliver their kings into your hand, and you will destroy their name from under heaven. No one shall be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 7, A Chosen People, Obedience to be Rewarded. Be separate, obey and be blessed. Israel is not to intermarry with the peoples of Canaan, because as God tells them, they will turn your sons away from following me, to serve other gods. Verse 4. Regrettably, the Israelites will not obey this command, and the history of Israel and Judah will reveal the bad results. Indeed, we may think of individual examples in the Old Testament like Solomon, whose many foreign wives induced him to forsake the living God, or the influence of the pagan queen Jezebel on King Ahab. Yet, even for us today, God says basically the same thing. Compare 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. In 1 Corinthians 7:39, Paul makes it clear that a Christian is not to marry a person of a different faith. The Living Bible renders this passage as follows: the Christian wife is part of her husband as long as he lives. If her husband dies, then she may marry again, but only if she marries a Christian. God wants us to be happy, and he knows that an interfaith marriage is not going to be as peaceful, joyful, and productive as it otherwise would be. Moreover, God is concerned that his child might be influenced by the unbelieving spouse to forsake him, which happened time and time again in ancient Israel and Judah. And a believer usually is a more effective instrument in doing God's work when he or she has a believing partner, so they can serve as a team. In this same chapter of Deuteronomy, God promises the nation that if they will obey him, they will be blessed in their possessions, and he will take away from them all sickness. 7:15, compare Exodus 23:25. But neither the ancient nor the modern Israelites have lived a lifestyle pleasing to God, and as a consequence they were, are and will be plagued with sicknesses and terrible diseases. Compare Leviticus 25. Although an individual's sickness can be caused by his own sin, such as by smoking, this does not have to be the case. Polluted air, for example, can cause sickness. In this case, the person breathing the air did not sin, but those responsible for polluting the air because of greed, abandoning the responsibility God gave man of caring for the environment, did sin. Indeed, the fact that there is sickness in the world at all is ultimately a result of the general state of mankind being cut off from God due to the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Deuteronomy 7:20 explains that when the Israelites enter the Promised Land, God will fight for them to hand it over to them. We read, "Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them until those who are left, who hide themselves from you, are destroyed." He had similarly told Israel in Exodus 23:27-28, "I will send my fear before you, I will cause confusion among all the people to whom you come, and will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before you." We will later see that God does send hornets. Indeed, even though Israel fights, their sword does not bring them victory, rather God does. Moses states, "Therefore understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you, so you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly as the Lord has said to you." 9:3. So God gives them their part to play, but they are not truly responsible for their victory. Following the conquest, he explains, "I sent the hornet before you which drove them out from before you. Also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow." Joshua 4:12. Sadly, Israel's future disobedience will show just how true this is, for as part of the penalty for forsaking God, Israel will suffer ignominious defeat at the hands of their enemies. "The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies, you shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you." Deuteronomy 28:25-29. Thus, trusting in their weapons of war will be utterly useless. True security lies only in God's protection and deliverance. Today, converted Christians are instructed by God not to fight in war at all. Compare Matthew 5:44, Matthew 6:52, Romans 12:20, 2 Corinthians 10:3-4, James 4:1-2. And in the wonderful world to come, when God's kingdom rules the earth, mankind as a whole will not learn the way of war anymore. Isaiah 2:4.